announcement before we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight we're discussing, is it truly safe to travel during a pandemic, and who really can fly to Mexico at this time, or when they could travel to Mexico? Apparently, as much as we all know that it's all up to how comfortable you are with traveling or being in crowded places during this time. Yes, we're not out of the woods yet, but still going and still living life. And
great thing.
Things
are starting to get better.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when numbers, at least in Pennsylvania, are starting to decrease. And a lot of people, I don't know if it's contributing to people aren't going out because if you're sick, people stay home. But, and also events are not coming up. But granted, in a few weeks, Impractical Jokers will be coming into the area, at least my area, for... Grant, not on the topic, but yeah. I'm assuming capacity will not be at the full capacity at any event.
Oh, I don't see it happening for that capacity.
Even with different events coming up in April, I see them having whatever tickets are sold, that's it. People may not be performing with sold-out arenas, but this could be touched on at another time. The focus on travel really comes hand-in-hand to comfort level. And also, I know if I'm traveling, I would get a COVID test even if I know I haven't been exposed. But it's also asymptomatic people. You will never know if you have it or not.
Yeah.
Which is the problem because people could be spraying and not even know it.
Yeah.
Right. And now with these new variants, what's the best way to prevent people from spreading it to other people? How are the places actually going to be making it safer for not only those traveling, but for the states that are having visitors come in, or even countries? Because we could look at how Florida, California, and what is it, Arizona and Georgia are on fire with cases, or were on fire with cases, because it's so, each state's laws are so, or restrictions are so different. But then you could take Hawaii. They're not taking any chances. You have to actually get pre-screened to go there. Period. End of story. And now with Mexico, if you're planning on traveling, you have to present a negative test or you quarantine somewhere for a period of time. Or they do something. They will be doing something. And travel restrictions basically will be in place until March, at least March 21st, which is a big deal to know. And you must present a negative test within 72 hours or less before your return time to the U.S. So if you're in another country, you need to have to, you need to present that to U.S. officials to get back with it, to come back to the United States, which is good to know, but it still means you still have to be social distancing, wearing a mask, following the guidelines that have clearly are in place to help protect, help make sure everyone is safe, because it's still not a, this disease is clearly around and it's not going away. Yet, Mexico.
We don't know if it's really ever.
Yeah,
really
we don't know.
It's ever going to go away.
Because we might be getting these vaccines for TBAs.
This might just be stuck around forever.
Yeah. Very well could be. And masks will be around forever then too, because until, because there's some, there will definitely be the urgency to get these vaccines, and as much as getting a vaccine is like winning a date with someone, is like having, trying to plan a date for anything. It definitely makes matters worse when people may not be following the guidelines, and then people get sick, and then each person who has passed away is someone's brother, sister, mother, father, relative. They matter.
Yeah.
And the fact that now Mexico is now loosening their borders, that which Mexico is loosening their border restrictions currently, which will allow anyone to fly in for business or leisure, I would highly suggest, no matter where you're traveling, even if you're traveling out of state, you get a COVID test. And even if you get the vaccine, I would still get that COVID test.
I definitely would.
Even if, because clearly, I know I may have travel plans in the next few weeks. I even know that I'm going to be quarantining after that travel, those travel plans, and I'll be getting, and even though I might be getting my first vaccine, which is hard to get in Pennsylvania, and that's because poor distribution, that could be a whole show, because there's a lot of people fighting to get the vaccine, and a lot of people with disabilities there's some oversight on disabilities and what qualifies you to get it first in priority, which is a big deal when people with disabilities, no matter what disability, could have other medical conditions that could put you at risk. And there's other states that are giving more vaccines out and doing it where it's okay, you need it, you get it. Pennsylvania is, they're blaming the providers, but isn't it both provider and state's problem? It's not just one person's problem.
Yeah.
Or one group's problem. Just like, I know that I'm going to be traveling and seeing a concert, which is coming up, which is even even uttering the word concert right now.
Like, ooh.
It's like a scary word, or traveling is a scare, could be a scary thing, but I know that I'm taking my precautions to keep safe. I don't go out to restaurants and eat. I haven't done a lot of things that haven't gone out to eat in restaurants. I think the first time I'll be going to a restaurant, or any restaurant, is when for this upcoming travel plans. That's a big deal. To even utter the word going, you haven't gone out to eat, haven't taken advantage of eating and supporting local businesses. The only thing I've been supporting is local businesses from a safe distance, like takeout, which I think is the best way to do it when you're not wanting to be exposed, which I think is fair to say. And I really, truly believe those who want to travel must do their part, even not doing things 2 weeks before traveling and after. So you're basically quarantining for a month before and after, so you know you're 100% okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to come home with an extra souvenir, and this souvenir could land you in a hospital, and you could put grandma, grandpa, your brothers and sisters, and family members at risk. You don't want that on your conscience either. And if you don't know someone who's had coronavirus, maybe, what's the word? Some way, somehow, you will know someone. It doesn't matter. Because I know that there's people that I know that could have had it, could be even still going through the process of healing from it. It's a virus.
Yeah. I'd probably think more like a virus instead of like a disorder.
But it could leave people with other illnesses.
Is it complicated? Yeah.
Very complicated.
It can complicate the living heck out of you.
Yeah. So when traveling, don't just... I would really... If the CDC is saying don't travel, or be very careful when traveling, yes, people want to have this sense of normal. You definitely need to... We can't just stand idly by and do nothing.
Yeah.
And for people to... The fact that numbers are going down, even after the Super Bowl, even though there was a time where numbers were kind of fluctuating, that's still a big deal that now numbers are decreasing. But we still have seen a loss of life.
Yep. If you do go to dinner, you just gotta take all your precautions.
Yeah. Travel,
like
dinner.
Go out there. I always have a mask on.
Travel, going out to different places. It's when you're, and yeah, there was places now saying if you're vaccinated, you can now travel to, which people could people are making comments, I want to travel to Iceland because Iceland's not allowing people to travel there if you have the vaccine. Georgia, amongst other countries, which is a big deal to say, but it's still, I wouldn't travel out of the U.S. not knowing, with just having the sense of you need to present that negative test to your U.S. officials, period, because this is a big deal. You don't want to spread it.
Oh, no.
And having the ability to actually, having that ability to actually say and do what is needed is a big deal. You cannot deny that. Especially when it's no one wants to be involved with the super spreader, and even knowing that things could happen, but even knowing that finally people are getting these vaccines, yes, taking forever in some places to get them. It still matters to be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
And if you're not doing your part by wearing a mask or doing things to help prevent yourself from being sick, that's a big deal. Because people don't want to get this. It's a big, big, big deal. And no one should have to worry or fear, like, going to these events that are coming up. If guest tickets are still available for these events, but do you really think there's going to be is going to have that full, a crowd that's full? Because I really think
it would be forced to have a full capacity right now. Take like big steps at a time.
And yes, concerts are going to happen. It still means that being safe than sorry. Even having a vaccine, and some people may not even have the vaccine there, that's when masks come in handy. Even with traveling, even if you travel to Disney and have a vaccine, guess what you have to do? Wear a mask. Period. End of story. If you don't wear a mask, they tell you to go off the premises.
Hey, we're going to be wearing masks until, at least next year.
Nah, I don't know, next year. Maybe until 2023.
At least.
Yeah. Fauci's saying until at least, or I believe he was quoted saying, masks until 2022.
Which is next year.
Yep, till next year, or wearing them through next year. And probably still social distancing too, which is a big deal in and of itself. Because that's a pretty big deal. To wear, to know that these masks are going to still be around. No matter what you think, even traveling, some airlines might have to go back to blocking out that middle seat. I know with traveling, there might be airplanes that are not full. Even certain sections of certain sections within the airplanes might only have a few passengers in it, in that section, which is a big deal. Especially when people aren't traveling a lot. And it really is showing, because even I'm sure the hotel industry is even impacted as well. No matter what part of the world you're in, travel's impacted. What about people from the UK not being able to travel? EU, who want to come to the US? It's a big deal. And on that note, I just keep thinking, yes, this year has been difficult. Yes, yes, things have been really just, 2020 has been difficult. But if you're still standing and you're breathing each day and just being able to even look at your small accomplishments as a win, it matters.
Yeah, that is a win.
Even if you feel like you have the crappiest days and you feel like you're not making a difference, like I look at it as we do this podcast. Yes, this podcast has had highs and lows, but that's life. Or we had more pre-recorded or one short bit episodes with just me.
Hey,
life happens.
Point out
yeah.
Every week.
Yeah,
during
life happens.
Season.
Yeah, life happens. And sometimes life throws you curveballs that you don't expect, too. And
you get up and swing and smack it out of the park.
Yeah. So even if we're helping out one person in the world but wanting to travel, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, and you're hearing us saying how it's important to wear masks, to maintain your social distance, to really look into the laws of your country, or even look into the laws of the countries that you want to travel to. We're doing our job. Even helping one person, we're doing our job. We could have writer's block here with AMC Presnica and the Satirically Challenged Show, but when we're on it, we're on it. And yeah, there's a little bit of a rant. Yeah, there's a little bit of me kind of over-expressing myself, but guess what? This is me. This is real. This is someone who's been through hell and back, but has clearly gone...
This is our passion.
This is a passion project. Yeah, we may not be rich and famous. Yeah, we may not have all the money in the world, but guess what?
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine. And we have to keep rolling with the punches, because guess what? There's a lot of topics with disabilities that are not going away. Just like there's a loophole where, know how the $15 minimum wage is coming up? There's a loophole that basically prevents people with disabilities from getting a higher minimum wage. I bet you didn't know that either.
So I believe.
And next week, we at least are going to have a show that We all love the Muppets. Let's just say the Muppets are back on Disney Plus with a nice little warning label for their content.
The original Muppet Show is back.
Yes, the original Muppet Show, which is a classic. And if you're in another country and you would like to learn more about them, search up Jim Henson's The Muppets, and we'll fill you in on our opinions on how we feel about this warning and how their off-color jokes are now having a warning, or like how they're putting a label on their offensive material, which I say good on them. You also have to think of the time that was created.
Yeah, the 70s were a different time.
Yeah. So we can't. Yep. Just like with the 90s. 70s, 80s, 90s, there was a lot of things you could do. We could also go in depth about how Power Rangers is clearly not. Some of the Power Rangers is no longer on Netflix. Or apparently it's off there. Haven't investigated that, but if you're Power Rangers fans, I don't know if I should be happy with the news or disappointed. But as a creator, I guess it's better to just be happy with whatever content is on Netflix or on Disney Plus, because it could be taken away so very easily too.
Yeah, it can be taken away.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday, same time, same place, new time, not 10 p.m., 9 p.m. And
on demand.
Yeah. Follow us on, find us on iTunes, find us on Stitcher, and definitely look up the Satirically Challenged Show. Look up ANC Press and Co. Because we have some really cool topics we have discussed and gone in depth about. And hearing that this is our passion and we're kicking butt and really trying our best to give you guys great content, that matters. And on that note,
yeah, it seemed like much, but as long as there's one person smile.
Yeah. It. Yeah. And on that note, we'll be back. Bye.